The Bay Area Newspaper Group, Alex Pavlovich joins us on this Sunday morning. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you're back. Where you been the last couple of days?
On a couch. Actually, my grandparents are here, so
Oh, okay.
I've been hanging out with older people.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Matt Cain, and we talked about it on the pregame yesterday, and I sort of said hamstring, you just put 21 days next to it. It sounds like the bullpen did not go great yesterday. Can you bring us up to date a little bit on what you may know about it?
Yeah, I think they said last night Petit is starting. And, okay. And, you know, we know how this goes, and even I think fans know how this goes now, because I see it on Twitter whenever somebody gets hurt. They go, all right, Matt's going to not be put on the disabled list. He'll wait a few days. He'll try to throw. He'll miss a start, and then they'll put him on the DL. That's what the Giants have done, and I've argued it's a smart thing to do because they end up getting an extra start out of Hudson last week when they probably wouldn't have if they for sure wouldn't have if they put him on the DL. So I think they're still waiting, and they said originally if he has to miss two starts, that then they would put him on the disabled list and make a move. So I think they're still waiting to see if he can go, make that second start. But at some point, not just for the leg, but also for the arm, I think Bruce Bochy has talked about this. I think he said it before yesterday's game. If you can save some bullets here and there, and they're going to do that with Casilla, and it certainly won't hurt him when he comes back because it's not a serious injury. So if you can save bullets in May and maybe give a guy 3 weeks off, I don't think that's ever a bad thing.
Yeah, so let's say Kane does go on the disabled list. Do you bring back another pitcher again for 13? Because the short bench is sort of why Casilla got hurt the other day because they couldn't double switch. You were there to see that one. Or do you maybe bring up a position player?
Yeah, I know everybody blamed it on the short bench, and I have some Twitter followers who are very angry about what happened. But I think you can't blame it on the manager, and you can't blame it on the roster situation there. It was more of a guy who just kind of didn't listen to directions and went out there and ran when he wasn't supposed to and took a swing when he wasn't supposed to. So I don't think that'll have an effect so much on what they do roster-wise. I think if you're looking at who they bring up, it could still be a pitcher. They're going to St. Louis and they're going to Cincinnati, and
yeah,
those are two tough places. Those are obviously going to be tough series. And we saw last year, I mean, the Cardinals got to the Giants' aces. They got to Kane and they got to Bumgarner. And there's also rain involved when you go out there. So it's not necessarily – it doesn't necessarily have to be a position player given where they're going.
You know, I expect something out of George Kontos, and he probably will join us on the pregame show today. But he talked to me about the change in himself, 3 walks, 35, 38 strikeouts down at Fresno. He now has not only the slider, but he's got a couple of other pitches to get lefties out with, which is very important for me. I'm going to predict if what he's telling me is true, and he's in a very good frame of mind, that usually tells me something good is happening. George Kontos in the sixth inning is going to make a mark on this ball club. I think he's ready.
Yeah, and George has always been confident, but sometimes you ask other people, and everybody I've asked who's been down there, I've asked scouts who have seen him, I've asked players who have played against him down there, and everybody said the same thing. George has been throwing well all year. People tend to look at the AAA stats, and they look at the ERA, and they look at how many hits you give up, and you can't really do that because we've seen, no offense to official scorekeepers here, but we've seen the major league level, they can be pretty iffy, and I think you go down to AAA, it's probably even worse. And I've heard from people who said George was pitching much, much better than the ERA or whatever some of the other numbers are. You look at the strikeout numbers and the walk numbers, and it's a good sign. So people forget that's a guy who in 2012 was huge for this bullpen, especially in September, and a guy who can help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex Pavlovich with us this morning. 31-18, 49 games, and it's a tremendous record. Is it getting its due throughout baseball? I know people say, oh, it's the best record in baseball and best percentage and all that. But there's something about the way they win. Maybe they don't have the superstars. There's something about it that I don't think the land has caught it yet.
This season, I think they are a little bit, because there were some national writers who were down in Los Angeles when they played pretty well a couple weeks ago. I think Ken Rosenthal was there. Tim Brown was there. And they both wrote about the Giants. And if you look at, like, a Buster Olney does his rankings every week, yeah, I think the Giants have been top three for the last month or so. So I think people are paying attention to them. Overall, as an organization, they don't seem to have gotten the credit they deserve for winning two titles in 3 years and being right back there again. People still kind of think it's a fluke, and people still think that something weird is going on out here. But, you know, at some point you add it up, and all these guys have two rings on their fingers, and they're the best team in baseball right now. So it's not a fluke at some point.
No, they've done it before. I always say if Crawford had a big year, or Pagan or Posey or Pence, you say, my God, they had big years. Well, they've done that before. So it is somewhat expected. One last thing I want to ask you before we get going. And that is Hudson. You were there for the start in Colorado. I know the weather. I want to ask you a little about the weather as well. But what do you think of Hudson? Because he still has said within the press that he's still having a little bit of trouble with the hip.
Yeah, he didn't look totally comfortable, and that's certainly a tough place to pitch. And he has had more trouble there than most guys have, which is surprising because you usually expect a guy who can keep the ball down and hit his spots to do pretty well there. But it's just never been a good place for him. And he told us afterwards he kind of wants to cross that off the bucket list, but has never really had an opportunity to do that. So it's a tough place for some guys, and some guys don't adjust to Coors as well as others do. You know, it was also a tough day, and Tim will be the first to tell you that he's old, and he's a guy who's he's
will
made
tell you that.
The old jokes after every single start. And when you're 38 and coming off a hip injury, and it's a rainy, wet day at Coors Field where it's cold to begin with this time of year, it's going to be pretty tough to go out there. And I think you add it all up, and it was hard to judge anything he did that day.
All right, fair enough. Weather was just was crazy. I mean, hail, were you evacuated from the hotel, and I don't know. Have you ever been through anything like that before?
Yeah, I spent the first 5 years of my life in Houston, and I've never seen hail like that. So that was pretty crazy. But it reminded me of Cincinnati last year, where the team gets on a flight and the game gets canceled and it doesn't rain the rest of the day. And me and Hank Schulman are sitting there trying to figure out what to do with an off day in Cincinnati. And we had that the other day. I mean, the second time they sent them home, I think both teams were on their way out, and it didn't rain the rest of the day after they called it the second time. So it's one of those weird things where it was miserable, and all of a sudden Major League Baseball decides to cancel the game, and the sun comes out.
How much do you attribute the success here to Bochy? And I say this because I'm watching him. He just sits back. He lets the guys do the thing. He basically puts the same lineup up. Now, you know, there's a couple of shifts that we see depending on a pitcher. But you just look at him in the dugout, and there's some frustration, of course, if you walk a guy to start an inning or something like that. But there's something about him that he just sits back and lets the game come to him, as opposed to changing the game. And these guys, I think, are responding to that.
Yeah, he is as even keel as anybody I've ever been around. Just day after day, I mean, I can think of one time in two-plus years on the beat here where I've seen him get really, really angry in a session with the media. And you know, that's pretty normal for other managers. I think we see other guys blow up every couple months, especially when you have some of the losses these guys have and the season they had last year. It wasn't even last year. I mean, the whole year he was even keel, and it's carried over to this year. I think it really helps the guys stay comfortable, and he lets them be themselves. Yeah. He lets a Sergio Romo be kind of goofy. You know, he lets all these guys do what they want to do, but at the same time, he's really good in games and really good with double switches and things like that. So he probably doesn't get the credit he deserves. People look at the Padres' record, but look at what Bud Black's been able to do or not been able to do, and his job might be in trouble, even though his a pretty good one. So for me, I started watching a lot of basketball the last few weeks just because of the way his schedule's been, and I look at the Spurs, and it kind of reminds me of Popovich, the way they are there. It's just, you know, even keel, and they have stability, and they let guys do what they do best, and obviously that's a way to contend.
Boy, it does work for him, I will tell you that, but I think he needs a drinking game. He says the same things over. He's worse than I am.
I heard that the other night, and I may or may not have started gathering some catchphrases for you.
Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we hear the same ones.
Very good. Timmy's been battling out there. It took him 27 seconds to say that.
There are some pretty good ones, and some I probably couldn't write. But, yeah, there are some that we hear quite a bit. Right. But you know what? The guy has to talk to us before and after 162 games, so,
well, so
it'll
do
get repetitive.
I look how many hours
true.
I'm on.
Well, you have a drinking game.
All right, so I do now. All right, Alex, thanks so much as always. I appreciate you coming in. And you follow a tough act, you know that, on Sunday
morning.
I know,
I was listening. They were good.
They're pretty good. All right, more coming up.